Welcome to the Fuel Your Feel Good podcast. I'm your host, Carrie McGinn, physical therapist, yoga teacher, and coach. I've spent a lot of time, energy, and money on my own healing journey, and I want to share what I've learned with you. My intention behind this podcast is to help those feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and burnt out find ways to feel good in their mind, body, and souls. I believe that everyone deserves to feel good in their bodies, and sometimes you just need a little guidance on how to get there. In this podcast, we'll dive into topics ranging from mindfulness to slow living, movement to Mother Nature, stress management to seasons of life, lymphatic system to the vagus nerve, giving you tools along the way to feel really, really good in your mind, body, and soul. This is your one-stop shop for all things feeling good and managing stress. Thanks for being here. Everyone, welcome back to the Fuel Your Feel Good podcast. Today we have a solo episode all about the winter solstice. Hi, I'm Carrie, physical therapist, yoga teacher, and host of Fuel Your Feel Good podcast. So stoked to have you back for our last episode of the year, our last solo episode, and the last episode of the whole year. After this episode, we will be taking a break for January and half of February as I personally get my local yoga studio up and running and focus on building up Live Good, Feel Good. And a quick side note to anyone who listens and follows me on Instagram, I recently announced that I am not only opening a yoga studio, but I'm also officially a pelvic floor physical therapist. So I'll be offering some pelvic floor physical therapy services specifically in the new year. So if that's something you're interested in, definitely stay tuned and follow me over on Instagram at dr.kerrymcginn. I also hope to have a few episodes on pelvic floor in the new year and bring on a few special guests to help me break down some of these topics as well. So now that that's all out of the way, all the announcements, let's dive into today's episode. Today we're going to be talking all about the winter solstice, which is coming up in just a few days. This podcast is being released on December 19th, 2023, and the winter solstice is on December 21st this year. So what is the winter solstice and why should you care, right? The winter solstice is one of the Wheel of the Year celebrations. It's one of the four solar festivals of the year, and it's a really big seasonal celebration. If you are in the Northern Hemisphere, it is on December 21st, and if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it is on June 21st. It is mirrored by the summer solstice, which is celebrated on the opposite. So in the Northern Hemisphere, summer solstice is June 21st, and in the Southern Hemisphere, summer solstice is December 21st. So the winter solstice is a really special time. It is a way to honor the different seasons of the year, and it's when the path of the sun in the sky is farthest south, at its lowest point in the Northern Hemisphere. This makes it the longest night of the year and the shortest day of the year. And I don't know about you, but I can definitely feel that darkness seeping in. Personally, I've started celebrating the Wheel of the Year celebrations or just more seasonal celebrations because it's been a really powerful way for me to find joy and connection no matter what season of the year we're in. Particularly, I live in New England, which experiences the seasons pretty extremely, especially where we are in Berkshire County, Massachusetts. So having a way to anchor into how I'm feeling, the energies of the world around me, and the solar energies is really powerful this time of year. It's getting dark really early, and it's feeling like the darkness is all-encompassing. I would be lying if I said that the mental effects are not felt. So today I want to talk about what winter solstice is, some of the ways you can support yourself this time of year, some really powerful reflections, and some fun celebrations. So a little bit more about the winter solstice. Commonly, it is known as the first day of midwinter. It is also known as Yule, midwinter, or just a general time for gathering in darkness and honoring the return of the light. For our ancestors, it was a time of great reverence, when beer and mead had finished fermenting and stores of meat were still full. At one time in history, it was also full of uncertainty. Would the light return? Or would the nights continue to get longer? There was gratitude for returning sun. The returning sun showed abundance to our ancestors. The winter solstice marked a time to celebrate and honor the sun, to welcome the sun back with open arms. It was a time to take a few moments in the evening to honor the darkness for what it holds, while also simultaneously celebrating the return of the light. It was a powerful time, a time of faith, of acknowledgement for what is, and for hope for what is to come. On the more spiritual side, Yule is a time of death and rebirth. It can be a time of deep personal release and renewal. The winter solstice invites us to slow down and to be still as we reflect on the harvest, abundance, and the path of the past year. We come to the winter solstice towards the end of our calendar year, so it can be a really powerful time to lean into the darkness, find some space to sit in stillness and in quiet, to reflect on some of the forgotten places over the year. It can also be a really great time to reflect on what is no longer serving you, what you can release, and let go. In the natural world, from this point on, the light begins to grow brighter and shine longer every day until we hit the longest day of the year on June 21st in the Northern Hemisphere. This can be a beautiful reminder that our own inner light might ebb and flow, wax and wane, but is always within us, ready to shine when needed. The winter solstice, or Yule, is the time of darkness and of the dark harvest. The darkest of days, the deepest part of the inward spiral of the natural world, all different ways that are known to describe this time of year. We're often called to spend more time indoors, spend more time alone, letting everything from the past year land and integrate into our mind, body, and soul. I don't know about you, but I've been personally feeling really reflective and really kind of ready, not to move on too quickly to 2024, but really ready to just kind of reflect on where I've been and prepare for what's next. I think oftentimes this time of year can be really hectic. People are running from one place to the next, and it can feel like all of a sudden that, oh, it's the new year, or oh, the holidays are here. And I definitely feel like, oh my goodness, it's already, as I record this, December 18th. Wow. Okay. And especially personally, I've been through a lot this past year, just a lot of shifts and changes and finding myself and finding my way. And I'm really excited for 2024, but I also recognize that there's some reflection that needs to happen before I head right there. In the past, I've definitely just tried to breeze right on to the next thing. And the winter solstice and this time of year, this time of darkness, really invites you to give space to let this year be heard, give space to let yourself be heard, and reflect and see, okay, what is working, what is not? Where do I want to be next year? How do I want to feel? And if you listen to the episode with Jess Heiss, we talk a lot about who do you want to be in 2024? What actions do you need to take in order to be that person? And not from a place of judging yourself or, you know, saying I did nothing this year, or everything went wrong this year, and more from a place of consciously cultivating the next phase of your life, the next season of your life. And for me personally, I really think that I'm in a place, I'm in a time in my life, I'm in a season of life where I want to look ahead. I want to plan ahead, not plan perfectly to hold on so tight, but to plan so that I can really show up as my best self. And that's what I'm feeling really called to this winter solstice. And later on in the episode, I will share some journal prompts for you, and as well as in a blog post that I'll link below if you're looking or feeling called to reflection. So the winter solstice welcomes and inspires eternal light. And really, truly, the days start to lengthen after this. That can be a blessing this time of year when it just feels like darkness is permeating everything. The winter solstice in the natural world is the beginning of a new year of growth, a cycle of birth, growth, and death beginning again. The natural world, I think, shows us this so beautifully. I've learned this in my garden over and over and over again, that there is this time each and every year to begin again, to plant new seeds, to nourish them, to nurture them, and to watch them grow. This can be, while a very dark time of year, also an incredibly hopeful and inspiring time of year. But in my opinion, only if we take time to slow down, to look inward, to honor your inner wisdom. So wherever you are this winter solstice, see if you can take some time for introspection, reflecting on the year past, and setting intentions for the year to come. Look at what went well this past year. What happened this past year? Lessons learned, wounds healed, accomplishments, highs and lows, ebbs and flows. With all this information, can you then tap into your intuition and your internal power and knowing to set yourself forward, to move yourself forward? So just a little bit about the energies of the winter solstice, some minor history and kind of what I'm feeling this time of year. I'd love to hear from you and what you're kind of feeling called to this time of year. The winter solstice can be celebrated in so many different ways, honored in so many different ways. And I really truly call you to do whatever inspires you to turn inward, to honor your need to rest, and really truly embrace this natural world. Traditionally, some ways to celebrate the winter solstice are fire pits and fire lights. Every year on the winter solstice, Chris and I have a fire pit, have a bonfire, and we write down some things we want to let go and throw them into the fire, and we set some new intentions for the year. It's also a great time of year to have candlelit dinners and evenings. Decreasing blue light at night, especially in the darkness, can really help us sleep better this time of year. Our body can better produce melatonin at the right time and give us the space, the time to get a good night's sleep. Yule logs are very traditional for the winter solstice. Once again, winter solstice can be synonymous with Yule. This time of year, I am often using essential oils of Siberian fir and cypresses and pine to kind of mimic the scent of trees, ground your energy and bring you inward. Anything peppermint can be common this time of year. Peppermint mochas, peppermint hot chocolate, peppermint candies. And yes, it's also a time of cookies and candy canes and chocolates. A lot of the traditions of the Christian Christmas coincide with some of the ancient practices of Yule. So maybe you hang some mistletoe around the house, or you make a gingerbread house. Maybe you bring some fresh greenery into your home. Depending on where you live, you might go to a local holiday light show. Personally, I work at NomKeg, which is a trustee's location in Massachusetts, and they put on a magical winter light show out here in the Berkshires that is just, I think, the highlight of a lot of holiday seasons. You might want to journal to let go of things. Eat nourishing food like soups and stews, things that warm you from the inside out and maybe encourage you to slow down. In years past, I've spent my winter solstice journaling, performing a candle ritual, making homemade salt scrubs for friends and families and neighbors, and just in general, enjoying the warm glow of twinkly lights and incense. This year, I will be spending the day teaching yoga and sharing the wisdom of the winter solstice with some wonderful humans. And then when I get home, I hope to have a fire pit with Chris to do some journaling, maybe to watch a Christmas movie as I bake some cookies, to just genuinely have a slow, mindful night. And now that I think about it, I think a bath might be on the schedule as well. I just love a good bath. So take some time and think about what you want to do for the winter solstice this year, how you want to honor yourself, your time, your energy, your being. And if you need some prompts, some journal prompts to kind of help you reflect, I'll share a few here. I'll share them in the show notes as well as sharing a blog post they come from. But in case you're the type of person that likes to hear it out loud, I'll repeat some of my favorites. And maybe you pause this episode between questions. So journal prompt number one. Why should I rest and turn inward? What is calling me to rest and turn inward? Journal prompt number two. What can I learn from resting? Journal prompt number three. What shadows am I hiding? What shadows can I embrace? Personally, professionally, spiritually, emotionally? Journal prompt number four. What is something I no longer need? What can I let go of? Journal prompt number five. What can stillness and rest teach me? Prompt number six. As the light returns with the new year, what habits would I like to cultivate? What do I value? What do I need to do to be successful? What habits or negative thoughts do I need to let go of and leave behind? Journal prompt number seven. As I continue to spend more time indoors, how can I fuel myself? How can I connect deeper to myself? And what would that look like? How do I live in alignment with this current season? How have my daily habits and rituals changed? And how can I embrace the winter solstice fully? And then consider things you have right now. Was there a time when you wished for what you have now? Something you're so incredibly grateful for? And then allow there to be some time to honor and acknowledge negative pieces. Write about a negative experience in your life. Write as much as you can. Let it all out. And what pieces of it can you let go? And what have you learned from it? How can you let it go? Now, those are just a few of my favorite journal prompts that I've written over the years for clients and for myself. So if they resonate with you, I hope you take some time to listen, to pause, to take it all in. The winter solstice can be a tough time of year, and it can be a beautiful time of year. I hope that you take the time to take care of yourself this time of year, to turn inward, to rest, and to celebrate. Happy winter solstice, happy holidays, and thank you for being here. The Fuel Your Feel Good podcast will be back in early 2024. If you'd like to connect with me before that, please feel free to email me at contact@carriemcginn.com, visit my website at carriemcginn.com, or follow me on Instagram at dr.carriemcginn. I look forward to connecting with you in the next season and bringing you amazing guests, fun solo episodes, and beautiful meditations for many years to come. I'm taking this time to turn inward, to put all my energy into opening Yoga Lee, a new beautiful community space in my new town, and to see what the next steps are for my personal life and my professional life, and to continue to build a life of balance and of moving through the seasons of the year. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. Thank you for being you. And thank you for being a listener.